This view, from which we have started several discussions, shall therefore henceforth be regarded as an axial view looking down upon the north pole of the octamer. This direction of viewing, which is normal to the plane of the computer monitor, corresponds to the z-axis of various virtual molecular modeling software programs I've had the good fortune to be able to use. Somewhere down this z-axis is the equatorial plane, dividing the octamer into two hemispheres, the northern one, occupied mainly by subunits A, B, C, and D, and the southern one by subunits E, F, G, and H. To see this equatorial plane, we shall once again start by stripping everything away from the octamer core except the most N-terminal of the core alpha helices, namely helix 1 and beta strands 1 and 2.